Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 14, verses 22 to 24. As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take it, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It's poured out as a sacrifice for many." There are many different ways to convey a message. In the Old Testament, we often see the prophets acting out their message. One such moment was when Ahijah tore his robe into 12 pieces and gave 10 of them to Jeroboam to demonstrate that 10 of the tribes would make him king. Jeremiah also used actions to emphasize his messages. In Jeremiah chapter 27, we find him with a yoke fastened to his neck to show how the Babylonians would conquer the land. Nobody could have misunderstood his message. In our reading today, Jesus shared a special meal with his disciples. It was the time of the Passover, and the meal which they shared was similar to a traditional Passover meal, but also very different. Using the powerful imagery of the broken bread and the wine, Jesus told his disciples that these symbols spoke of his own body and blood. Jesus had already clearly told them that he was going to die, but now he demonstrated it through sharing a simple meal with them. I wonder what the disciples made of that meal. At the time, it must have been very confusing. Alarmingly, the meal began with Jesus telling them that one of them was going to betray him. They knew that there was an increasing tide of opposition to Jesus' ministry, and they must have felt nervous about what might happen next. In the midst of it all, they met Jesus, their friend, their master, and their Lord. When we celebrate communion, we're in a very different place from the disciples. We know that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and that on the third day he rose again, that he is still alive and in heaven. But just as the disciples shared that Last Supper with the Lord in an atmosphere of tension, so too we meet with the living Lord Jesus in a world in which there is still much brokenness, violence, and sin. Jesus meets with us where we are, just as he met with his disciples long ago in that upper room. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you meet with us day by day in the midst of the challenges and opportunities of life. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'd love to encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.